This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you are hearing my voice, then you have survived the apocalypse. Or I should say, you are still surviving the apocalypse. Survivors is what you are. And now you get to take part of victimhood should you choose to accept this mission. Because we are all now victims of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Now, thankfully, your immune system fought off this dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus in the year of the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax. But at what cost? Trillions of dollars. I mean, if we want to put a monetary number on it, I'm sure somebody could figure it out. But the bigger cost was your freedom. Yeah. Oh, by the way, trillions more are still being sought. Don't think that the money grab is finished. Oh, no, no, there's still leftists out there. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. There's a, I believe Thomas Sowell said this, it's so easy to be wrong and to persist in being wrong when the cost of being wrong are being paid by others. And it's very true, right? If you go to Vegas and you have I got a system. And somebody goes, well, you got a system? Well, here's my money. And you go play with their money and you come back with half of it and say, hey, here's what the system did. It lost half your money. Here's half your money back. And the guy goes, wow, what do you think? Well, my system worked. I got a lot of gambling at your expense. And that's essentially what we are. We are gambling. The Democrats are gambling at our expense. They're in there having fun in the casino. They got nothing to lose. Hey, how much for roulette? Okay, put me down for black 22 and red 13, whatever. I don't know how to play roulette, as you can tell. But whatever you do, the Democrats are just out there playing with your money. It's a big lotto. It's exactly what it is. And they're going to always hit it. You know why? Because they're going to always use your money. That's what they do. Easy to be wrong and to persist in being wrong if the cost of being wrong is being paid by somebody else. That's true. Think about your kid. Think about Joe Biden's crackhead son, Hunter. Joe's been paying the bill. Hunter was just, hey, you know what? I'm going to marry my dead brother's wife, and then I'm going to mess around on her and get a hooker pregnant or a stripper pregnant. And then, and Joe's going, Jesus, what are we going to do here? And Jill goes, can't you get him a deal with the Ukrainian government, with the Ukrainians, and put him on the board of a company, and that way we don't have to finance him anymore? We can't afford him, Joe. Playing with somebody else's money. Whenever people are loosey-goosey with money, you could almost be guaranteed it's somebody else's. Your kids. My son, my youngest son, hey, Dad, blah, 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 I want to get something. It's only $500. I'm like, you got $500? Nope. Then where are you going to get it? You? No, you're not. You know better than that, you little liberal in training. Now, he's a staunch conservative. But when it comes to money, he doesn't get it. He thinks Dad's got plenty of money, or mom. So the point is, you know, you got this, that is a childish view when somebody believes you can get something for nothing. I was listening to somebody send me a clip of another guy's radio program. It was 3 minutes of my life I'd like to get back. But the key to the thing was a guy called and said, the reason why I want to vote for Biden is Biden's going to give me a bunch of free crap. The Democrats will give me stuff for free. And look, you don't have to be very old before you figure out it isn't free. Free, just sign up your credit card. Free, just do this. Free, just do that. What they're hoping you will do is not understand that something you're going to pay for it one way or another. They figured out the algorithms for how many people sign up for something and leave it, et cetera, et cetera. It's not technically going to be free. And then the other part, which is the real sad part, because it's one thing to get a service and say, I'm trying the service and I'll let it run a little longer. But it's another when you've got a product and it's free, but it's defective. It's not any good. You know it's not any good. It was made with crap. And look, there's all kinds of free things out there that I promise you, if you're a youngster listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, understand this. Heed these words. There is no such thing as free unless somebody says, here you go. I mean, that here is something you can have. I got these bagels because I was playing this Monopoly game in my grocery store. And I got all these bagels. I don't eat bagels. Too fattening. So I took 10 bagels over to my neighbor's house. They got Ring. They weren't home, but they could see me, so I hung it on the door. That was free to them. I don't want anything back. You can have it. But there's no such thing in the real world as free unless somebody says, here you go. Anyway, it is easy to be wrong and persist in being wrong. That's the key phrase. Persist when the cost of being wrong is paid by somebody else. Why is the persist part a big deal? Because if you're wrong and you pay for it yourself, you won't be wrong very long. I made a stock trade recently, thought I was doing aftermarket. I had made $500 in a day on this one stock. Thought I was trading aftermarket, hit the button, the market opened the next day, and it traded at the opening of market, and I lost $20. I was livid. Let me tell you something. If I was playing with somebody else's money, maybe not as big of a deal. Playing with my money, I was really upset. And you know what? I've learned from that mistake. The problem with leftists is they will never learn from their mistakes because they don't care about it since they're playing with your money. That's what matters. They just got to feel good. They could lose all your money. Have you lost money and felt bad, or lost something that you was of value to you and you felt bad, or you loaned something to somebody and they lost it and they flippantly go, yeah, well, it broke, or I lost it, and you're like, what? One time I was at a party, I left my glasses, $500 glasses, and a girl picked them. I called the owner and I said, hey, listen, left my glasses at your house. He goes, oh, wow, I gave those to this girl to take back to you. So I called the girl up. They were headed home. I said, hey, the owner of the place where we were said, you got my glasses. He goes, I didn't even think those were real. They didn't look like they had a subscription. I threw them out of my car. $500 glasses. She was flipping about it. Didn't even matter. Because wasn't her money. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. America's coming back. Actually, America never stopped working. We hit a bump in the road, and that bump was thrown there by Democrats. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You didn't survive the dreaded Chinese Wuhan hoax of 2020, folks. What you survived was Democrat skullduggery, Democrat scandalism, or whatever you want to call it. That's what you really survived. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. How do I know you survived it? Because I was in two or three grocery stores, just, you know, had to do, I get different things at different places. You can't find all the sauces you want at one location. Or you find, you know, Safeway's got them, but they're double the price of Walmart. So I got to go to Walmart. I'm going to save money. Yeah. Anyway, I'm at the grocery store. I go through the toilet paper aisle, and guess what? It was there. Now, I had been having to go to the toilet paper aisle early. There would be people lined up at the grocery store when it opened because the 24-hour grocery store was no longer a 24-hour grocery store. They went to regular hours. I was used to the convenience of going whenever I went, whenever I decided. Oh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll go do some grocery shopping. It's easier. Oh, I know the fresh foods aren't out, but that's okay. Anyway, go to the grocery store, regular time. You know, I got nothing but time on my hand these days, right? And there's toilet paper. Plenty of it. Not even people running for it. Nobody, I mean, when toilet paper was in short supply, you know, during the height of the apocalypse, every basket had their one allocated, you know, toilet paper and their vodka, of course, because that is the way we, all of your comrades are these days. So they had their allocated toilet paper, no matter what. I would buy toilet. When I went to the grocery store, if the, during the time of the zombie apocalypse, if there were toilet paper there, I grabbed one. I don't have a ton, but I have a lot of toilet paper. I can survive, you know, pretty well. We'll admit I bought some cheap stuff that, you know, doesn't pass the finger test. You gotta, it's single ply and it might as well be sandpaper, but I messed up, bought that over at Walgreens. So don't buy it at Walgreens, okay? But anyway, yeah, so there's plenty of toilet paper, which was my indicator that things are back to normal. And who knew this was going to be my measuring stick? Yeah. I didn't know. I figured when the zombie apocalypse came, I was going to have to learn how to power things with manure and urine, or how to grow food in an enclosed environment like that movie Mars or Martian or whatever it was. But the real indicator was how much toilet paper was out there. I figured people would be learning how to operate ham radios and build motors, you know, and how to suck water out of the ground with windmills. I mean, we were going to go back to normal. That people would have to learn how to harvest food in ways that they never thought. What do they call it when the roots don't even have to go into the ground for the plant? No soil? Hydroponic or something like that? I figured all that. Who knew it was going to be toilet paper? Anyway, here's the thing. There's good news all over, and it begins with toilet paper. I'm gonna make you a bet. If you go to your grocery store today, there's going to be toilet paper in ample supply. And in fact, the shelves have been restocked of most items. I noticed this. There were gaping holes in the supermarket when I would go 2 weeks ago. Gaping holes. I mean, no toilet paper, of course. No hand sanitizer. That's back. No Clorox. No cleaning materials. Few sparse vegetables. I mean, you would have things like sauerkraut that was still left on the shelves, but most of it was gone, except for all the vegan crap. And now it's all back. So I think it's safe to say that we've survived this. Encouraging signs, folks. Despite the fake numbers that, oh, we're approaching 100,000 people in the zombie apocalypse. No, we didn't get anywhere close to 100,000 deaths. And, of course, we've got all the signs now of leftism out there with the, oh, you got to be sure to clean your hands and wash your hands. And what's funny to me, I was on a plane and they said the new rule is wash your hands for 30 seconds. Have you ever pushed the little button on the water in a plane? It gives you maybe 5 seconds of water. Why? They got to ration it. But we all got to wear a mask, but we can only wash our hands for 5 seconds. That's not COVID. You know what? I don't know if there's going to be a new term. You're like, are you COVID qualified? But there's good news out there. And the press doesn't want to report it. They love the catastrophes. Yeah, they love, oh, 50,000 more people died. You know, the number, I love when on the daily news where I live, they report the new infections. There's been 213 new infections. Nobody died, but there's been 213 new infections. Why do you want to tell me this? Have you ever seen a newscast that said, hey, we've had 1,300 new outbreaks of the flu today? I've never seen that. 45,000 people developed cancer today and 14 died in the Arizona area. Said no newscaster ever. Whatever. Look, now, oh, cancer's not contagious. I know. Well, give me your contagious diseases, and I will tell you, I haven't seen a newscast that told me the number of infections and the number of deaths in ages. And maybe it was during the time of Ebola or something. Yeah. The media does not want to tell you that they screwed up, this thing. We never should have done it. What we should be doing right now is passing legislation that says you can never do this again. You can never use some obscure disease and panic America. People should be in prison. If this were a communist country, people would be in prison. Fauci would be in prison for lying. For telling us millions of people are going to get it, millions more are going to die. I dare you, leftists, to look at the number of people who got H1N1 in the time of Obama, not just in the United States, around the world. There are websites, I'll have like a Yahoo Finance up on my computer, and it'll tell you how many infections are in the U.S. versus worldwide, etc. I dare you to go look at the numbers of H1N1 and compare it to this nonsense that we're finally coming out of from the zombie apocalypse, the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. I dare you to look at those numbers. You conservatives, go look at those numbers. If you want to be fooled, if you want to be a sucker, then don't look at them. Pretend that you don't, you know, that the numbers are, whoo, we were supposed to be scared, Kev, you know, we should be wearing masks. I saw a video of a girl who was cursing at people who won't wear a mask. You're killing us. La, la, la. You bleep, bleep, bleep. You bleep, bleep. Well, bleep, bleep this. I'm not wearing your stupid mask because there are things much more deadly than this stupid Chinese Wuhan virus, and I didn't wear a mask then. If I'm communicable, if I've got a disease, you know, like I'm out there with the flu or something else, I stay home. I don't need the government to tell me. And what makes me mad is I know some clown gave it to me who wasn't nearly as vigilant as I am. That's what angers me. They don't want to tell you. These guys don't want to tell you about the good stuff that's coming up. They don't want to tell you, hey, churches are back in session. People are going back to normal because they want you to feel bad. Listen, we've got a ton to talk about. Imagine the fear of Democrats right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As we head into Memorial Day weekend, President Trump welcoming veterans to the White House.
Together,
Our nation pays a mortal tribute to the extraordinary courage, unflinching loyalty, and unselfish love and supreme devotion of the American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice, and that's what you're here for. It's the ultimate sacrifice, and it is indeed.
President Trump's campaign is decrying former Vice President Joe Biden's comments that those struggling to choose on whether to vote for him or the Republican president are not black. Biden making his comments on a radio program called The Breakfast Club.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Senior advisor to the former Vice President Simone Sanders says the Vice President's comments were made in jest. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is changing the COVID-19 restrictions on churches. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendation should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort.
The University of Delaware says it will not disclose records related to Tara Reid's allegation of sexual assault against former Vice President Joe Biden. The public record requests were sent and denied last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Even after a two-month sabbatical, House Democrats could not contribute anything serious. But they did find the time to keep fishing for another impeachment. More than a year after the Mueller report thoroughly debunked the collusion conspiracy theory, Democrats are still pursuing the administration in court over that document. In a new Supreme Court brief the day before yesterday, House Democrats said they had the right to continue because, now listen to this, the president's impeachment did not actually end with his acquittal. Didn't end with his acquittal. The House Democrats are now claiming the impeachment that ended in February is not really over. Their brief says they are weighing, quote, whether to recommend new articles of impeachment, and referring to Chairman Nadler's Judiciary Committee, quote, the committee's investigation did not cease with the conclusion of the impeachment trial. That's Chairman Nadler's argument in a court case. Perpetual investigation, perpetual impeachment. If only someone could have predicted this, if only someone, anyone, had warned the House Democrats opening the Pandora's box of weak impeachments would affect our country into the future. Of course, Senate and House Republicans warned precisely that. And here we are. It's a suitable complement to the other ongoing incident where a federal judge has taken it upon himself to prolong a case that the actual prosecutors want to drop. These are fascinating legal standards, Madam President. Investigations no longer end when a jury acquits someone, and prosecutions no longer end when charges are dropped. The House Democrats would rather spend a fourth consecutive year trying to cram their politics into the legal system than actually govern the country during a pandemic.
That was Mitch McConnell bringing it down for you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. He's right. The Democrats' stated goal, I heard this from multiple Democrats, was, I heard Adam Schiff say it, I heard Pelosi say it, we will keep Donald Trump in court for his entire presidency. They don't care whether the country suffers. They don't care if Donald Trump is 100% correct, that he's done nothing wrong. Does not matter. That's how sad it is for the Democrats. Doesn't matter. As McConnell alluded,
He says they're still pursuing the administration over documents. They've sued SCOTUS in Supreme Court because they want to get a list of the issues with the grand jury. Let me explain something to you. The Democrats don't want anything out. They don't want any information out. Susan Rice said she wants the Justice Department to release information on what Flynn said to Kislyak. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want it released. Don't believe that. What she knows is it probably can't be released because maybe they had a conversation about another country and how the United States was going to help in one way or the other. So when the Democrats claim, oh, we want this information, I promise you they don't. If the Supreme Court had ruled in their favor, the Democrats would be run. They would be, they have to go to the spin machine to try to figure out what to do with the data. They never want anything out there. Because here's the problem. The truth is in those documents. The truth is in everything that they aren't telling you. Susan Rice, I want it. No, you don't. It's oppositeville. You already know this. I've taught you this. You've taught it to yourselves. It's opposite. The Democrat says, I want the data. They don't want the data. They go, I want the data. You should go, great. Give them the data. And watch what happens. They don't want it. They want to create the idea that there's something wrong, something sinister. Yeah. Still trying to impeach the president. Why? Because it's not over. Impeachment didn't end with the acquittal of the president. And I already told you guys a few shows ago, I said you can hear their language when they say things like, well, we need to investigate where the funds are going for this Chinese Wuhan virus. They're the ones requesting the funds. And then they're going, but we need to know where it's going. That everybody's spending their money the right way, and they're looking for anybody. It doesn't, if a company, if there was an Enron that got money and was spending it, they would blame Trump. He gave them the money. Everything will fall back on him, because that's how Democrats work. Easy, easy to spot. I don't blame them for being scared. I really don't. If I were a Democrat right now, first of all, please, I know I said that, but I would never be that stupid. But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, if I were a Democrat right now, I would be deathly afraid. Deathly afraid. The fear of knowing that my candidate is Joe Biden, a man who is suffering from dementia. And I know it. I'm not guessing about it. I'm not wondering, well, is it possible? No, it is. It's the case. A man so antiquated in his thinking, so out of touch with the real world, and you want him to be your president. You want him to defeat Donald Trump, coming off of probably the best time of your financial life, even in the period of Ronald Reagan, and you want to replace this good guy with this other guy. If we ran politics and there were no party, no party divisions, and you gave me Trump versus Obama, which, by the way, I told you guys, Obama claims he could beat Trump. In his dreams, he could beat him. But you just gave me the statistics. I'd pick Trump every single time, and so would every Democrat. If you took the names and the faces and the political affiliations and just put down the records, there's not a Democrat on the planet who wouldn't, I'm talking about, that has a brain, that wouldn't pick Donald Trump over any of their other previous presidents. And I can tell you, as a fan of Reagan, I would pick Trump over Reagan in a New York minute. It would be too fast, I would answer. It would offend Nancy how fast I would answer, I'd take Trump. But how jacked up mentally do you have to be to actually want Biden to beat Trump? I would fear being inside of a mind that could think like that. I would fear that kind of thought process. But Democrats not only should be fearing how stupid they are for wanting Biden and for choosing Biden, they should fear what's coming next. Democrats hate not getting their way. And even though what we tell them, if you get your way, it will hurt you in unimaginable ways. It's like counseling your daughter to say, look,
Do not go to frat parties and get drunk. Don't do it.
You just don't like me, Daddy.
No, it's just don't go to frat parties and get drunk, because you'll get taken advantage of. You can be hurt in unimaginable ways. Don't do it.
I'm doing.
You know, that's the type of mentality that I see these people having. They're brainwashed. And you've talked to enough of them to know I'm not embellishing this in any way. These people are absolutely, you can't touch them. You can't make them see things the right way. But they're scared, and they have every reason to be. And I'm going to begin talking about their fears with Susan Rice. Buck Sexton, he tweeted this. He says, if someone under suspicion of insider trading wrote an email to himself weeks after a suspicious trade saying, I didn't have any inside information, everything was totally by the book, you'd laugh and assume the guy was guilty. Susan Rice apparently didn't get the memo. And I want to start with her. And maybe I don't know how long this will take, because we may end up going into part of our other hour. But I looked at the stuff that Susan Rice is doing, and I'm going, wow, wow, wow. Jillian Turner tweeted this the other day. Ambassador Rice's team confirms to Fox News that she was directed by White House counsel to write the January 20th, 2017 memorandum documenting an Oval Office meeting in which the President and President Obama and national security officials discussed Michael Flynn. Now, this is the infamous memo to self, email to self, or whatever it was. So she was directed by White House counsel to write that document. And that is where things are. Directed by the White House to play cover your butts. And it was a third grade ploy, as Buck Sexton alluded to, by saying, oh, that was what was going to get him out of trouble, is by writing a note to yourself about it. Yeah. That's what the can of worms is going to be. A person tweeted at this, and I didn't even know this, so I want to be clear. Well, you know what? I'm not going to have time to get into it. When we come back, I'll tell you what somebody else tweeted.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Talking about the fear that must be pulsing through the veins of the Democrats right now as they consider all the things that are coming for them. One, the fact that they've got Joe Biden as their savior, the guy who's going to defeat Trump, the idea that they would even want that. And number two, all the other things that are happening with this Russian collusion that's now circled back, but not on Donald Trump, on the Democrats. And I was, it all sort of hinges on this, not all of it, but the newest part hinges on this Susan Rice and this memo that she wrote to herself where she says, we did it by the book, by the book, by the book, which of course means that they did not do it by the book. And when you talk about by the book, let me ask you this. Do you think the FBI should plant spies in another campaign, in a campaign? I don't think that's by the book. Do you think that by the book and a transfer of power from one administration to the other, that you try to set up the incoming director of national security, or the, not the, what was he was going to be the national security advisor. Do you set up that person, or do you just hand over information? Do you work with the Brits and give them access to NSA documents and NSA information and data so they can build fake dossiers? I mean, I don't see any of this being by the book. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to, folks. KevinJacksonShow.com. So Susan Rice has written this memo to herself, and you have to see this, because the next quote I'm going to give you, which is a tweet that because people are, you people are very astute. You follow everything. But here's what one guy says. Not only that, he says, why did they direct her to write it on the very last day of the Obama administration? In fact, Susan Rice wrote the email at 12:15 p.m. after Trump was inaugurated, and her lawyer told Chuck Grassley that the timestamp was an error. They directed it earlier, drafted earlier, edited over a course of days, took that long for White House counsel to confirm the language and what should be classified. Cut and paste job. Look at the space between the paragraphs. Who emails like that? Nobody. If you see the document, you'll understand what that person is saying. That they're saying, this is all contrived. This isn't just a, hey, listen, new administration coming in, just wanted to draw to your attention this, that, and the other. And the guy is astute enough and seeing, look, this is not the way things go. That's why the Democrats are scared, folks. Fearful for their lives. And why would she write this memo on the very last day of the Obama administration? Now, this came from her book. This is another tweet. From her 2019 book, note, she's careful to point out three times that she was directed by White House counsel, and the wording makes it seem that she and Biden were present, unless there was another follow-on meeting to the follow-on meeting. And then they give an insert from Rice's book where she says, three times the White House counsel directed me. Now, in her email, she says, three times, we did it by the book. By the book. By the book. This has a lot of people asking questions about this stuff. Now, here's what's really fun for me, because I talked about this the other day. I said the Democrats say one thing privately, and then they say something else publicly. So, or let me put that a different way. They say one thing under oath privately in like Senate testimony or congressional testimony, but then when they're in the media, they say whatever they want to say. Now, here's Susan Rice talking about the surveillance that we now know she knew about, but here she is talking to the media about it.
During the transition, after President Trump had been elected, that he and the people around him may have been caught up in surveillance of foreign individuals and that their identities may have been disclosed. Do you know anything about this?
I know nothing about this.
Well, there you have it. Here's this, what Susan Rice wrote in her book. In this follow-on meeting that the White House lawyers had asked me to document, President Obama sought the Justice Department leader's judgment of whether there was any reason that he should instruct me and other senior administration officials to be careful in how we briefed incoming Trump administration officials on Russia. Obama was explicitly not seeking to inject himself into any law enforcement business, and as always, he insisted that we proceed by the book to avoid any inappropriate White House involvement in Justice Department matters. Rather, from a national security vantage point, Obama wanted to know if there were any risk in fully sharing information related to Russia with the incoming Trump team. Comey offered his best judgment, which remains classified, and agreed that if anything changed, he would let the president know. This is what I hurriedly write up as a summary of that brief conversation. I email it to myself in order to record at the White House, whatever. So she even writes about, I'm just telling you, these people want, they think they got all the bases covered. They think they fooled us. And so now it all gets to get sorted out. And it was funny because I think I mentioned this earlier. Susan Rice claims, I mentioned this earlier. She claims, no, I'm not having a Joe Biden moment. Excuse me. She claims that she wants the data released of General Flynn's conversation with Kislyak. And they also claim that General Flynn had way too many contacts. I'd like to see him. She claims that she released what he said. Release what he said. Well, she doesn't really want that, but I say release what he said. I personally, I don't care. Just scratch out the comments about countries or whatever, you know, redact it, and release what he says. I will guarantee you that General Flynn did not compromise his position or compromise America or the Trump transition or anything else in any of the conversations he had with these people. What is he implying? That he's a traitor? So release it. But here's what I also want released. They've been talking about, I don't know if you've caught this, they said all of these, the number of times that he's interfaced with the Russians, and I don't have the verbiage, but Comey makes a case that Flynn is talking too much to the Russians. It's unusual for him to have that many conversations with the Russians. I don't know if that's the case or not. It would be like saying, I had 4 conversations with my brother in the last month, and normally we talk 3 times a year. Okay, well, what does it mean? It might mean that my brother is having, you know, struggles with his kids. He's having struggles with his job. Maybe he just feels a little attachment, you know, because we hadn't spent more time with each other. It's not sinister. It may be unusual, but it isn't sinister. But in the case of this, I want them to produce the evidence that made you supposedly take pause. Produce the very nature of the conversation that made everybody go, whoa, we may not be able to tell this 3-star general who's worked for multiple presidents what's going on as part of the transition. Because I'm going to make you a bet, America. I'm going to make you a bet that there is nothing in those conversations that would make us go about General Flynn. And I'm going to make you another bet that there aren't even enough conversations for this to for us to be having the conversation about General Flynn. If my brother and I talk 3 times a year, and then we suddenly talk 5 times a year, is that a cause for alarm? Or is that just, hey man, I'm glad you guys are speaking a little bit more? The idea that Russia, and I said this early on, why is it they picked Russia to demonize? China would be equally as easy to demonize. Equally. Maybe more. You want to know why China wasn't selected? Because Donald Trump doesn't have any, Donald Trump was tough on China, but Barack Obama wasn't. They rolled over. And, I mean, look at what Biden's involvement is now. We now know, and I still believe this is the case, at least I saw this a couple weeks ago, Hunter Biden's still getting paid by the Chinese. So they didn't pick China because they had too many tentacles there. They just arbitrarily picked Russia. Russia became the bad guys. What? Are they not part of the world community? Do we not have a responsibility to try to get along with them? I asked this question early on. Anyway, here's my point. Susan Rice and that entire team is in trouble. They're under the microscope, and they're not going to get away with whatever they think they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.